Hi, y'all, and welcome to Liturgical Listenings, the podcast that helps you live out the church year and grow closer to the saints through their own words. This week, we are commemorating the Feast of St. Faustina, celebrated on the 5th of October. A newer feast of the church, St. Faustina was canonized in the year 2000. Our reading for this episode is paragraphs 76 through 78 from St. Faustina's diary, Divine Mercy in My Soul. In this passage, she recounts her experience with spiritual suffering and shares what she learned from the trials. And now here follows paragraphs 76 through 78 of St. Faustina's diary. My mind became dimmed in a strange way. No truth seemed clear to me. When people spoke to me about God, my heart was like a rock. I could not draw from it a single sentiment of love for Him. When I tried, by an act of the will, to remain close to Him, I experienced great torments, and it seemed to me that I was only provoking God to an even greater anger. It was absolutely impossible for me to meditate as I had been accustomed to do in the past. I felt in my soul a great void, and there was nothing with which I could fill it. I began to suffer from a great hunger and yearning for God, but I saw my utter powerlessness. I tried to read slowly, sentence by sentence, and to meditate in this way, but this also was of no avail. I understood nothing of what I had read. The abyss of my misery was constantly before my eyes. Every time I entered the chapel for some spiritual exercise, I experienced even worse torments and temptations. More than once, all through Holy Mass, I had to struggle against blasphemous thoughts, which were forcing themselves to my lips. I felt an aversion for the Holy Sacraments, and it seemed to me that I was not profiting from them in any way. It was only out of obedience to my confessor that I frequented them, and this blind obedience was for me the only path I could follow and my very last hope of survival. The priest explained to me that these were trials sent by God, and that in the situation I was in, not only was I not offending God, but I was most pleasing to Him. This is a sign, he told me, that God loves you very much, and that He has great confidence in you, since He is sending you such trials. But these words brought me no comfort. It seemed to me that they did not apply to me at all. One thing did surprise me. It often happened that at the time when I was suffering greatly, those terrible torments would disappear suddenly, just as I was approaching the confessional. But as soon as I had left the confessional, all these torments would again seize me with even greater ferocity. I would then fall on my face before the Blessed Sacrament, repeating these words, "Even if you kill me, still will I trust in you." It seemed to me that I would die in these agonies, but the most terrible thought for me was the conviction that I had been rejected by God. Then other thoughts came to me. Why strive to acquire virtues and do good works? Why mortify and alienate yourself? What good is it to take vows, to pray, to sacrifice and immolate yourself? Why sacrifice myself all the time? What good is it if I am already rejected by God? Why all these efforts? And here, God alone knew what was going on in my heart. Once when I was being crushed by these dreadful sufferings, I went into the chapel and said from the bottom of my soul, "Do what you will with me, O Jesus. I will adore you in everything. May your will be done in me, O my Lord and my God, and I will praise your infinite mercy." Through this act of submission, those terrible torments left me. Suddenly, I saw Jesus, who said to me, "I am always in your heart." An inconceivable joy entered my soul, and a great love of God set my heart aflame. I see that God never tries us beyond what we are able to suffer. Oh, I fear nothing if God sends such great torments to a soul. He upholds it with an even greater grace, although we are not aware of it. One act of trust at such moments give greater glory to God than whole hours passed in prayer filled with consolations. Now I see that if God wants to keep a soul in darkness, no book, no confessor can bring it light. Saint Faustina, pray for us.